This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. It's been more than a decade since the Browns have had a reliable kicker, cycling through about a dozen of them during that span. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about why the Browns have cut their highly touted young kicker Cade York and why the position is so tough to fill.
Cade York, he was considered by far the best kicker in the 2022 draft, and they're thinking, do they finally have somebody to replace the great Phil Dawson? Phil Dawson was their kicker, one that they started the franchise back in 99. He went all the way through the year 2012 when the front office at that point decided to save money and they cut him. And Phil, of course, kicked for about six more years with a couple of other teams who remained to be great.
So what happened with Cade York here in the preseason that led to the team cutting him?
Cade York, last season as a rookie, was mediocre at best. Then he came into training camp this year, and they were going to go with him again. He was fine in practice when nobody was rushing or doing anything, but in the preseason games, he was missing everything.
So they drafted him and thought they had found their kicker. What went wrong?
It's a weird job because, all right, you come in to kick an extra point or field goal. You've been standing there and waiting. You know, it's not like if you're on offense, you know, you're playing half the game or on defense. And as you come in, everything stops. Everybody's looking at you, and you're thinking, I've got less than 2 seconds from when the center snaps the ball to the holder for me to kick it. And next thing you know, you're missing the field goal on top of it. The feeling in football is, we'll just go get another kicker.
So this is a really tough position to get right.
It is. The average NFL kicker right now makes 85% of his kicks. 9 of them made over 90%. Cade York making 75% was considered near the bottom. So you see how high the expectations are. You should just make every kick. It seems like once you don't have one, it's like the eternal search for a kicker. You're going through guy after guy after guy. It must be hard because there's 32 jobs and they can't find 32 of them in the entire world.
So the Browns traded for kicker Dustin Hopkins, who's been in the league for the last decade and most recently played for the LA Chargers.
He had lost his job with the Chargers because last year he opened as their kicker. He was doing very well. He hurt his hamstring. They had a young kicker that came in. The guy made 19 out of 20 field goals. So then they went into camp this year and kind of had them battling with each other. They went with the kid, partly because he was cheaper. Dustin Hopkins, for his career, has a success rate of kicking field goals of 85%, which is just about maybe slightly above the NFL average. Think about that, 85%. This is a good lesson for Cade York. Hopkins, he was drafted in 2013 by Buffalo and was cut. 2014, he was picked up by New Orleans and was cut. In 2015, he went to camp with Washington, made the team, then has been a steady kicker in the NFL ever since. And we talk about Phil Dawson, 99 till 2012. He was cut 3 times the year before he came to the Browns by 3 different teams. So it seems like most of these guys, if you look at their background when they're younger, it takes a while to learn how to handle the pressure and the different parts of the NFL. And a lot of them are cut before they figure it out. It's a hard job, and it's one that people have little patience with, unless the guy has been a good kicker for a long time.
So you hope Dustin Hopkins is going to have a good season.
Exactly, because if the Browns are a good team, and even if you're just a fair team, so many of your games are decided by 3 or fewer points or 7 or fewer points. I hope they pick up a young kicker they have this thing called the practice squad, because of the fact that Hopkins in the past has been hurt, so you have somebody else.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.